Welcome, welcome, welcome to the mystical kingdom of this universe. Thank you for attending and hearing this episode. How are you guys doing, my fellow mystics, the builders, the architects, the alchemists, the travelers, the seekers of the truth, the knowledge, the wisdom, the understanding, the discernment, the understanding, the revelations of this knowledge and information that would set us free so we should not perish from lack of knowledge. It is your host, Mr. Alchemist, Mr. Raise Your Frequency Up, Mr. No Real Estate Investor Left Behind, coming to you down with this episode of the day. Hopefully you guys enjoy it and get some great info out of it. Let's dive in.
The hieroglyphics tell us the story of two visionaries, outcasts, not of this world. They led a band of ragtag followers carrying everything they had, pursued by forces of evil. The symbols show us they reached their destination, but what happens inside is a mystery.
Well, hello there, my fellow mystics and alchemists, seekers of the truth, the knowledge, and the wisdom that will set us free. Here we are today on this beautiful Friday afternoon. Thank God it's Friday. Thank God we're alive. Another day, another dollar. Whatever quote, whatever shenanigans you want to say, just be thankful you're up and going. So we're going to dive into this message as it's going to get you up and going and pumped from the get-go. This is Saul Lujan, Mr. Alchemist, putting this for you, the Universal Mystics.
The reality is, if you want to achieve something great in your life, you've got to be willing to accept who you really are right now. You've got to know exactly what you're good at and what you're not. And the reason that the truth is going to piss you off is it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt to acknowledge that you're not yet who you want to be. It's going to hurt to know that you're not yet capable of the things that you want to be capable of. And it's really going to hurt to know that the things that people say behind your back, the things that they say to hurt you, that they're actually true, that they're right, they have a point. You aren't good at that thing. You aren't as good as you could be. You did embarrass yourself. You have fallen down. All of those things are almost certainly true. Protect yourself with ego, but protect yourself by knowing that you're going to learn from where you failed. You're going to learn from the places you've fallen down. You're going to learn your inadequacies so that you can build something new, so that you can move from that place into a place of purpose, into a place of skill set where you can dominate the field because you've built those skills. But if you don't first acknowledge that you need to build them, you can never begin the process in earnest. And as Michio Kaku says, all great ideas come from a picture. You've got to know what you want. You've got to know what that thing is that you're building towards. You've got to know exactly who you're trying to become. And once you have that crystal clear vision of who you want to be, it is far easier to acknowledge who you really are. So you've got to start with that picture. You've got to accept the reality, pain and all. You've got to know where you're going. You've got to know what the skills are that you need to build in order to get there. And once you do that, once you have that picture, and that picture is your obsession, it's the thing that you think about, you dream about, you put it up on your wall, you tattoo it in your mind, you know exactly who you're trying to become. If you do that, if you are honest with yourself about where you are, and you know exactly where you want to go, you can go anywhere. As Kendrick Lamar said, it was always me versus the world until I found it's me versus me. I think that's where most of us start. We think that there's something outside that we're struggling against. We think that literally the world is against us and we're raging against something, but we don't even know what that thing is that we're raging against. And as you fight and try to make your way, and as you try to accomplish something incredible, you find that you're not making any headway. And that moment that you finally begin to break through and build something extraordinary, in that moment, the realization is that it was always you trying to figure out how to become the best version of yourself. And once you grasp that, once you let the noise die away, once you stop worrying about what other people think, what other people want, what other people have accomplished, what other people have, once you let go of all of that and ask one simple question, how extraordinary can I become? What am I capable of? What are my limits? How far can I push myself? In this time that I have on this earth, exactly how much of my potential can I wring out of myself? And by that, I don't mean something mystical. By that, I mean, how much can I become capable of? How far can I push myself? What can I build? How can I change this world? But all by doing one simple thing, pushing myself to get better every day. And as Napoleon Hill said, strength and growth come only through continuous effort and struggle. So the irony is, when you let go of trying to please the world, when you let go of trying to change the world, when you stop trying to move mountains, you will realize that a far harder struggle awaits you. And that struggle is becoming something new. That struggle is becoming something different. That struggle is recentering yourself, finding out who you are, building yourself piece by piece, until finally you realize what it takes to actually become a better version of yourself. You realize that it takes nothing less than your everything, your total commitment, every bit of focus that you have, a willingness to break yourself down so that you can build yourself back up. But if you're willing to put in that effort, if you're willing to transform, if you're willing to change and fight and struggle, you will be rewarded with growth. You'll be rewarded with improvement. You'll be rewarded with the ability to close your eyes, imagine a world, and then open your eyes and make that world come true. As Maya Angelou said, if you don't like something, change it. If you can't change it, change your attitude. That's some of the best advice you're ever going to hear. At the end of the day, you should always be trying to change the things that you have the ability to change. But there are inevitably going to be things that you can't change, but you're never helpless. You're never a victim. In that moment, you still have the unbelievable ability to choose to look at it in a new way, to choose to reframe it. And in that reframing, you change everything. You don't just change your own neurochemistry. You're not just changing the way that you feel. You're actually changing the way that you're going to approach the problem. Something that was moments before, something that seemed impossible, something that was breaking your will to continue to fight, with a change in attitude becomes something completely different. And as Hans Selye said, adopting the right attitude can turn a negative stress into a positive one. And that game of mental jujitsu is what it's about. That game of flipping something on its head, of turning something around, of seeing it in a new way, so that you can act in a new way, is how you make forward progress. And understanding that, understanding the need to take control of your perceptions, understanding that, understanding your need to change your perspective, that's how you begin to get ahead. Once you understand your perspective is a choice, it is not objective truth. Burn that into your mind. It is not objective truth. The world that you see around you is simply the perspective through which you see it. All of life is a funhouse mirror. And when you acknowledge that, when you understand that you're looking at a distorted view of the way the world is, you realize that you can adopt a different distortion. You can adopt a distortion that allows you to see things more clearly, that allow you to see things in a way that empower you. And that should always be the first step, is figuring out not what is, not what you can change, but instead understanding what you need to change it to. And understanding that that change comes from inside you. It isn't a manifestation that you have to make in the outside world first. It's a change you have to make inside yourself. It is a shift of perspective. It is simply stepping to the side of what you're used to and how you're used to seeing things, and understanding that in reframing things, you take that negative and turn it into something that builds you up. But you've got to choose. You've got to decide. You've got to believe that you can do it. Once you believe that you can see things in any way that you need to reach your goals, your life will change forever, because you'll actually reach your goals. I knew that tomorrow the world would go to pieces, I would still plant my apple tree. Some things you build, whether you can control the outcome or not, sometimes it's the process that is the thing that's meant to be enjoyed. It's the process that you're meant to invest in. And rather than always thinking about the goal, the outcome, or what you're going to get out of something, focus on the something. Focus on the part of it that you can control. Because you can't always control the outcome. You can't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Tomorrow's not guaranteed to any of us. And yet we all act. And yet we create momentum in our lives when we're at our best. But we do that not because we can control every aspect. We do that because we accept that there are things that we cannot control. And as Steve Maraboli said, incredible change happens in your life when you decide to take control of what you do have power over instead of craving control over what you don't. And that's where a lot of people get lost. They focus not on what they have in their hands, they focus instead on the things that they can't control. It irritates them, it frustrates them, it's like a splinter in their mind. They can't stop thinking about the things that they don't have control over. And they're blinded to the incredible wealth that is around them of things that they could enjoy right here, right now. That's why gratitude is such an empowering practice, to sit there and not think of the glorious things that may await you in your future, but rather to think about the things that you have here in this moment. Oxygen in your lungs, a simple breeze on your face, a window in your house, someone that you love, someone that loves you. Nothing that costs money, nothing that was the pot of gold at the end of a glorious rainbow. It's not even about becoming something extraordinary and waiting for the results of that. It's simply understanding that the one thing you can control are your actions today, the choices that you make, what you get to do, how you think about yourself, the beliefs you choose to bring into your life, those things you control. And when you understand the power in acknowledging that control and taking control and using it, that's when your life is going to begin to change. But first, you have to divorce yourself from being obsessively interested only in an outcome. If instead you build your self-esteem, you build your pride on pursuit, you build your pride on allowing yourself to care about something so deeply that even though tomorrow is not guaranteed, that you're going to plant your apple tree today, that you're going to love that process because it is the thing that you can control. You can control how you show up. You can control how you play. You cannot control how other people react. You cannot control what they think about you. But you can control what you think about yourself. You can earn credibility with yourself. You can control what you do. And when you take full ownership of that and realize that your life is an exact reflection of your choices, of the things that you could control and what you did with them, then everything begins to change. You're not looking to blame somebody else. You're not even worried about anybody else. You're just asking one simple question. What can I do right now, regardless of tomorrow, to improve my life today? Focus there, and you'll enjoy every day of your life.
Amen, amen, amen. So let it be, it shall be, it will be done, and it is so. Bam, I hope that message got you guys going. Hope you guys are understanding the power of coming to know the glory of the Most High, the Supreme Being. Because He gave us the ability to think like this, to think big, huge. Not think small, not just get here and go to work and come home and go to bars. And if that's the life that you're living right now and you're tired of it, yeah, we're calling you. We're calling you to come make a change. For you understand you have a purpose in this world, in this life, in this reason why you're listening to this message and you're still listening to me talk. Because this message got to you. It's touching your soul. It's touching your spirit. It's rekindling the fire within you to show you that you are great and you have known all your life you've been great. Now, it's time to mingle with like-minded people from No Real Estate Investor Left Behind and Project Alchemy. We are a group of individuals that we're working together from all over the world, building partnerships, friendships, fellowships, to be able to build a better person, a better community, and hopefully a better world. If you are interested and want to know more, send us a message, give us a call. But for now, I hope this got you guys going and thinking and knowing that you are great and you have here a purpose and you shall do your purpose. So signing out, Mr. Alchemist, Saul Lujan, the Universal Mystic from the plane of existence all over the world. We come here before you to understand the knowledge of wisdom and understanding it's given to you and gives us the revelations, oh Heavenly Father. So we thank you for another day of paradise, being alive in your presence. We give you gratitude. We give you thank you. We give you ourselves, for you are doing the works through us, Father. We thank you, we pray, and we move forward. Sign out. Don't forget to like, share, and comment with all your friends. Well, hello there, my fellow seekers of the truth. How you guys doing today? It's your host, Mr. Alchemist, Mr. Raise Your Frequency Up, Mr. No Real Estate Investor Left Behind. How you guys doing today? I hope you guys are enjoying this episode that we have created for you guys to help you in your growth, in your expansion, in your self-development, in your revelations, in whatever you're doing. Hopefully, we're helping you guys grow much bigger and getting closer to your step. Southern State Management has been doing this for over 28 years. We've been in the self-development, self-growth, better producing, better creating ourselves and developing systems, products, and services to be able to help and maneuver some hurdles around the way. Some of the hurdles are financial wealth, financial literacy, understanding your rights, business ownership, business systems. So these are some of the projects and services that we have through No Real Estate Investor Left Behind and Project Real Estate Alchemy and Project Alchemy. If you guys are interested to want to know more, give us a call, 915-247-8784. Again, that's 915-247-8784. And for every person that gives us a call, we will give you a free savings account. This savings account is established in gold. That's right. Our investment in you and in your self-worth, we're investing it in gold. So give us a call, 915-247-8784. So please share, like, comment. Talk to you guys later. Self-development. Know thyself.